You know, Elizabeth, I was thinking about this. You and I have been at UVA about the same amount of time, coming up on 10 years. And I remember back when I first started, it was like, okay, I guess I'm going to pick a health plan. I got the numbers and I picked one that made sense. And it was just kind of like, you know, set it and forget it. That may not be the best approach.
Yeah, I think now it probably is not the best approach. It seems like every year there are a few changes. Even if you don't change your benefit plan, some changes are happening to that plan.
You're right, and there's a lot of details that go into it. Let's check in with some people who can help. Welcome to UVA For Your Benefit. It's that time of year again when we ask you to think about your benefits. And today we're talking about open enrollment, which is happening again in October here at UVA. We're also going to cover pharmacy benefits in this episode and some changes to the benefits overall. And to help us dice through all this, we're joined in the studio by two very helpful people. Thomas Freeman is a benefits counselor with UVA, and Mandy Eppert is also here. She's the Total Rewards Ombudsman at UVA HR. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you for having us, yes.
So we're going to start out with some important definitions of what we're going to talk about today. Thomas, can you tell us what is open enrollment?
So open enrollment is for benefit-eligible employees at UVA. Once a year, we provide employees an opportunity to change their health plan. That includes a supplemental for dental and vision insurance, too. So changes you make during this two-week period will be effective the first of the following year and will be effective for the full year of 2020. So it's a very important time.
Can you tell us what that two-week period is?
So the open enrollment period this year is going to be from October 7th to October 18th. And we are going to have a very hard deadline this year. So there's a true 2 weeks enrollment period. You have until 11:59 on the 18th of October.
After October 18th, that's it. You're locked in.
Correct. Yeah, that is. You are locked in. That is your benefits for next year. So please, please just go in there. Even if you're not making any changes, just review the changes this year that are happening and make sure you truly want to be in that plan.
So we are asking people who are benefit eligible to log into Workday between October 7th and October 18th to review their benefits and or make changes to their benefits.
Correct. Yeah. So there'll be an inbox item for them to complete, just like many other tasks in Workday. So, you know, if you're in a role that you have many inbox tasks, make sure you are reviewing that enrollment event. But please just go through, even if you're not making any changes, just go through and just confirm that this is what you want for next year. Make sure everything's in there as expected.
And I want to point out, this is not a UVA rule. This is an IRS Section 125 rule. Because we're a pre-tax plan, we are allowed to make changes during life events and then like a certain enrollment period once a year, and that's this time. So
yeah, the university's not just, you know, like administratively, we got to do this. It's actually a federal rule.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I want to talk about some of the changes that are coming up this year in open enrollment, or rather in the benefits offered that people can make changes through open enrollment. There are three main health plans that we talk about here. There's the basic premium, the sort of low-cost upfront monthly premium. There's the value, kind of mid-tier, and then the choice premium, the more expensive monthly upfront cost. Let's go through some of the changes that are coming. Mandy.
Yeah, sure. So the basic health plan premiums will increase this year about 5%. Keep that in mind. It's not something that's happened. It didn't happen last year. The out-of-pocket max will actually decrease. So both out-of-pocket in-network and out-of-network decreases on the basic health plan. So that's the change for them this year.
So premium slightly higher, but the out-of-pocket max lower.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about value premium, that sort of mid-tier with copays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the premiums this year are going to increase about 15% on that plan. You will see a change in the in-network deductible. It's going to decrease. There is also a change in the out-of-network deductible. It's also a decrease there. And your in-network copays will be going up.
For those of us who don't use these words all the time, that means that we're going to be paying 15% more a month in that mid-tier plan for our premiums. The deductible actually goes down a bit, though, before insurance kicks in?
Right. In and out of network deductible both went down on the value health plan. Mm-hmm. And then the change for the copays have gone up this year.
How much they go up?
So you're typically 20, 30, depending on if you're UVA provider or non-UVA provider, will be 25 to 40 this year.
Okay. So an extra $5 or $10 mm-hmm. per visit. And then let's talk about the choice premium, the most expensive monthly upfront. What's happening on that one?
The biggest increase in premiums for the choice plan this year, it's going up 20%. You'll also see a change in the in and out of network deductibles. That's going to increase this year. And your coinsurance, your in-network coinsurance is going to increase on the Choice Health plan.
Sounds getting more expensive on kind of all the fronts.
It is. Okay. It is. And the biggest change I want to talk about, too, with the Choice and Value Health plan this year is the prescription coverage. You're not going to have that separate $100 deductible on Choice or Value this year. It's all going to be rolled into your medical deductible.
Okay. So in the past, after $100 worth of prescriptions, your insurance would kick in. But now it's basically whenever the whole medical deductible is met from any kind of medical service.
Right. We'll still offer the tier level. So your generic's always still going to be $6. We'll have tier two with a Minimax and a tier three with a Minimax. But again, those values will go, what you pay will go directly into your medical deductible. It's going to be all inclusive.
So there's some dollars and cents going up and down. You and I are talking right here. There's obviously the website where folks can find out more, hr.virginia.edu. But where can they find out more?
There's going to be a lot of resources this year, and I think Thomas can help me with this one. There's going to be a specialized website, which is hr.virginia.edu/OE. We're going to have open enrollment presentations throughout grounds and the health system. So look on the website for those presentations.
We have, obviously, the resource of the AskHR at virginia.edu, and then our number, of course, is 243-3344. We are increasing staffing for the Solution Center there, so we should be more available. We're also providing, our expos. October 9th, we're at Newcomb Hall at 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're offering a benefits expo. And then October 10th at the Education Resource Center located at the health system, we're going to have an opportunity there at 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. to meet benefits specialists to discuss this in more detail.
In addition to increasing staff, we have a chat feature, too, in the AskHR this year. And we're doing more mailers, so you will have more things coming directly to your house.
And Mandy and Thomas, are there any changes to our vision and dental plans for 2020?
There'll be no changes to our dental or our vision plans. So same premium, same coverage.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah.
All right. Check.
Yeah.
All right, so we're moving into the pharmacy section of the podcast here today. And one of the things, let's do a little bit of definitions because, off mic, you and I are talking and you keep using this word formulary. I'm like, what's a formulary?
Formulary is our list of prescriptions that are allowed, that are covered by our plan. And you'll notice that as we talk about definitions, you'll see tier one, tier two, tier three, there's specialty, and there's also excluded drugs that are on our formulary.
What makes a drug tier one, two, or three?
So a tier one is just your low-cost generic, some non-brand, but mainly your generic prescriptions.
Mm-hmm. And then two and three, what are we looking
at? So for your tier two, we're looking at mid-range costs, the preferred brand typically. And then when we're looking at tier three, they're the higher cost, they're the non-preferred brands.
Mm-hmm. And so those are going to be obviously more expensive than a generic.
Correct. So when we look at your the changes next year, you'll see the min-max will reflect those tiers.
Mm-hmm. So then there's also specialty and actually excluded. What's a specialty drug look like?
A specialty drug, it'll be distinguished by an SP on our formulary. Those have different tier one, tier two, tier three, but they're just unique because these drugs are really high cost drugs. And then excluded, those are drugs that are just not covered by our plan. So if you see an E on the formulary by a drug that you are needing a prescription for, it's excluded. When you go to purchase it, I want to add in there that it will seem like it's covered because you're getting an enhanced discount rate, but it will not be counted towards your benefits, towards your Optum.
And so one reason to check the formulary multiple times a year is because sometimes, unfortunately, someone will be on a medication and mid-year our health plan will not cover that medication. Can you kind of explain what happens there?
Correct. Yeah. The formulary can change twice a year because, as we know, pharmaceutical companies are always coming out with these chemically equivalent, kind of less expensive options that are equal to what we currently have in the plan. So they may switch out the formula, switch out one drug for a preferred alternative.
But then the big change for pharmacy this year is that there's no separate deductible, right? Take me through what that means one more time.
So what that means is, so previously you had that $100 deductible specifically for your pharmaceuticals, whereas now we have rolled it into the health plan. So now your prescription deductible, that's going towards it overall, so you're likely to hit that deductible, plan deductible, faster than you had previously.
So we'll be back in just a moment after a short break. We're going to take some calls from people just like you with questions about your benefits. You're listening to UVA For Your Benefit, a service of the University of Virginia and podcasting on the TEEJ FM network, TEEJ.FM. For Your Benefit is supported by OptumRx, UVA's pharmacy benefits provider. OptumRx can help you find your medication at the best price. Start saving now. Search, compare, and save. OptumRx.com.
All right, now we are at that time in our podcast where we are going to take questions from our listeners. So here is our first voicemail.
Overall, with the health insurance plans, are there any changes so big that I should change from one to another?
The changes to your benefits plan is individual to you, so it depends on what your needs are. We do find employees stay within the choice plan because they believe that's the best plan. But often not, if you're only going to doctors for checkups, you have one prescription, it may not be the best plan for you. So definitely look between three plans. And you are paying a higher premium with that choice health plan. There is, the deductible has increased, so it might be something you want to review, like how much are you truly using this plan? Maybe the value or even the basic is a better suit.
So keep in mind, all three plans, the services are the same, you just pay for them differently.
Great, all right. Okay, our second voicemail, second caller, how can we help you?
I've got the value health plan for employee plus kids. Straight up, how much are my premiums and deductibles going to go up this year?
So Employee Plus Kids, it looks like it's an increase for 15%. So you're going to pay about $1,683 a year in premiums. Your deductible is actually decreasing. So you're going from a $1,000 deductible to an $800 individual in-network deductible. And then your out-of-pocket max stayed the same at $5,500. And so look out for this year. We're going to have a great health plan comparison chart that's going to be mailed to your home. It's going to go by employee category, whether it's employee only, employee plus spouse, family, or employee plus child. It'll walk through all the steps of basic, value, and choice health plan and about how much you would pay, especially with the worst case scenario. We went to that the maximum out-of-pocket cost and tried our best to display those for you.
So if they want to find out how much money per paycheck is coming out of their paycheck for their premiums, they would just take the number that you just gave, which I think was
1683,
and divide that by the number of pay periods.
Correct.
Which is 20.
Well, it's either going to be 12 if you're a monthly employee, and then actually 24 because of the two limited deduction pay periods.
Okay, our third voicemail.
I have a flex spending plan that I use for healthcare expenses. This year, for open enrollment, do I have to go in to elect or deny that FSA, or is it just going to roll over the same as last year if I don't do anything?
We recommend you going in and just reviewing that's the amount you want for next year. So maybe you had increased that amount because you had an upcoming surgery you were preparing for, and maybe next year you're not going to need that FSA. The FSA is a use or lose, so if you're not using that money, you will truly lose it. So definitely go and review that's the amount. If you don't make any changes, the amount you elected for 2019 will go forward to 2020, and you'll be locked into that.
Last caller, last voicemail.
Look, this is a really helpful podcast, but it's all really complicated. How can I talk with somebody to figure it out?
We're going to have a lot of resources for you this year. We have extra HR professionals on site at the 914 Emmett Street, so stop by and visit our HR offices. We will be doing open enrollment presentations beginning September 18th throughout grounds and at the health system. There is a chat, email, phone option all through Ask HR or the 434-243-3344. And check out our website. It's hr.virginia.edu/OE. And then our expos. Please come to our expos. They're October 9th and October 10th. So October 9th at Newcomb Hall and October 10th at the Education Resource Center. It's a great way to meet with the benefits counselors. They will be on site there. Also, our HR professionals. And it's a huge event. Families, please, spouses, dependents, anyone that's on your health plan is welcome to come to these fairs.
Well, Mandy and Thomas, thank you both so much for coming in on this podcast.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to UVA For Your Benefit. It's a production of UVA Human Resources in conjunction with WTJU. My name is Nathan Moore.
I'm Elizabeth Fiola.
And just like everybody has said here, go visit hr.virginia.edu/OE. It's got all the open enrollment information you're going to need, including the calendar of events coming up, and also the links to go actually make changes.
And remember, open enrollment this year is October 7th through October 18th.
And that's a drop-dead deadline.
Hard deadline.
Thanks for listening.